Patriot. WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul.
A service of Salem Communications.
With SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. Secretary of State John Kerry says Russia is isolating itself from the rest of the world with its incursion into Ukraine.
I think there's a unified view by all of the foreign ministers I talked with yesterday, all of the G8 and more, that they're simply going to isolate Russia, that they're not going to engage with Russia in a normal business-as-usual manner.
Kerry says the U.S. is weighing a series of options. The head of the House Intelligence Committee, Mike Rogers, says the U.S. needs to boycott the upcoming G8 summit in Sochi.
I would just cancel in Sochi. I wouldn't talk about the planning session. I would cancel it, and I would go into a very aggressive posture on how we help the Ukraine financially. If they can get through their financial troubles, they could survive.
Rogers on Fox News Sunday. The situation in Ukraine got more tense overnight. Hundreds of unidentified military troops in Russian vehicles have taken up positions outside an infantry base. This is SRN News.
Go fishing for your favorite Christian artists with thefishtwincities.com. Thefishtwincities.com plays the best in Christian music from your favorite Christian artists, including Casting Crowns, Michael W. Smith, Laura Story, Matthew West, Third Day, Toby Mac, and many more. The Fish Twin Cities is also available right now on your smartphone. Just visit your phone's app store to reel in the free app. Thefishtwincities.com, safe for the whole family.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $23 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-934-2687. That's 1-800-934-2687. 1-800-934-2687. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-947-3026. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and Vitamin Shoppe. But you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-947-3026. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-947-3026.
We're back with Maureen Gray of Waddell & Reed. Maureen, how are financial planning and taxes related?
Planning and taxes go hand in hand. Take, for example, IRAs. For some people, it's better to make a deductible contribution, and for others, you should use a Roth. And actually, Tony, a lot of people don't know you can still put money in your IRA for last year.
Wow, free advice. Woohoo!
Okay, good, Tony. I wish everyone got excited about IRA contributions. We should all be saving more for retirement. But seriously, though, what bucket you choose to put your money in will have an effect on your taxes.
Okay, this is where I start to get a little confused, though. Can't I just have you help me decide what's the best thing to do for my situation? I mean, it's so hard to know if you're making a good decision, really.
That's okay. That's why I have a job. We work together to make a plan that can not only make a difference in your taxes, but also your life.
Good advice that's worth paying for. Woohoo! Call Maureen Gray at Waddell & Reed at 952-884-1503. 952-884-1503. Waddell & Reed Incorporated, member SIPC. Waddell & Reed does not provide tax advice.
I'm Dominique Dawes, and there's a big advantage parents can give their kids. Making sure they get active at least 60 minutes each day. Studies show that physical activity not only helps kids stay healthy, it can enhance important skills like concentration and problem solving, which can improve academic performance. Help your kids in the most important game of all, life. Learn more at fitness.gov.
Brought to you by HHS.
Welcome to Telecom Soup. Over the next hour, Charlie Burrell and his team will explain to you all of the ins and outs of how to effectively utilize all of the technology on the market to help you grow your small business. Now, here's your host of Telecom Soup, Charlie Burrell.
Good morning, Patriot listeners, and happy Sunday. You're listening to another episode of Telecom Soup right here on AM 1280 The Patriot, where we come to you live every Sunday from 12 to 1 right here at the BlueNet Studios on AM 1280 The Patriot. I'm Charlie Burrell of Telecom Warehouse, and with me is our co-host on the show. We have President of BlueNet, Adam Whitkey.
Charlie, how's it going?
Fantastic. And Vice Presidents of Engineering Services, Paul Drankey. How you doing, Paul?
Good afternoon, Charlie.
Good morning. If you're just tuning in the show and you haven't listened to Telecom Soup, here's what you've been missing out on. Our show is a total technology show that is designed for the listening audience to get them up-to-date information on their telecommunications and IT. And here's how we do it. We bring together two local consulting firms, Telecom Warehouse, which is my company, and BlueNet, our trusted IT partner, to discuss things like phone service, internet connectivity, mobile devices, network infrastructure, security, and much, much more. And each topic is designed for our clients to be tuned into the best technology and get free knowledge from what we provide for them to help them grow their small to medium-sized business. Our motto at Telecom Warehouse is connecting one client at a time. So that said, if you're shopping around for phone service, internet connectivity, or want to evaluate your mobile plans, please give me a call at Telecom Warehouse at 952-513-2149. We're going to offer you a completely free, no-cost obligation, competitive evaluation on your network services. If you wanted to visit us on our website, you certainly can do that at www.telcowarehouse.com. Or you can email me direct at charlie@telco, T-E-L-C-O, warehouse.com. Either way, one of our consultants will get back to you within 24 hours. And that being said, we are live here today. And guys, we are going to be talking about backup and disaster recovery is the topic of choice. Is that correct?
Indeed it is.
Yep. Important topic for all businesses, really.
Absolutely. So if anyone in the audience has had an outage at their office, whether it be home-based, at their corporate office, if anyone's had an outage, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. What did it cost your business? What did you do? What services are you currently using to help protect that? The live studio telephone number here is 651-289-4488. Again, 651-289-4488. The text is 651-243-0390. We are going to answer any questions that you have. Again, backup and disaster recovery. If you're a small business and you've had an outage, we'd love to talk to you and how it impacted your small business. So, Adam, what is backup?
Good question. basically, backup is the process of copying computer data, and in our case, we're talking computer data, of course, IT-related, but computer data so it can be used to restore an original data set after a data loss event. And there's two purposes, really, to backup. I'm going to kind of expound on the question, but there's,
absolutely.
There's two purposes. The primary purpose is to recover data after a loss. So for an example, a user, you know, Mary, she's in accounting. She accidentally deletes a folder with some payroll data in it. Okay, we got to go and restore that.
And let's say that that's probably the most likely cause of a data failure or a data loss or the need to use backups is something simple as,
accidental?
As a human error. Exactly.
Okay, all right.
And then the secondary is really along the same point other than you're trying to recover data from an earlier point in time. So a good example would be, again, Mary's in accounting. She deletes a file 3 months ago. that file was only used quarterly. She doesn't discover it's gone until 3 months later when she's ended the quarter and needs to go use it. So those are the two big things that you have to think about a backup is I need to get something back quickly and I need to get something back for X amount of time from the past.
So, Paul, you had mentioned more of a human error. What about a weather-related? Like last Thursday, we had a huge, you know, this 15 inches of snow
right.
in the metropolitan area. How many telecoms maybe had a challenge or their services went out and caused an issue with connectivity and maybe outages for small businesses?
Right. Natural disasters is another common cause for data loss or lack of functionality, right? A failure of a system. Another example would be this recent cold weather we've been having. Let's say it caused a pipe to burst and it's flooding your server room or your data room and does damage to your equipment. So those are examples of natural disasters that could cause equipment failure, data loss, and ultimately causing your critical systems to not be available or not be functional or data not to be available.
So Adam, what are the purposes of backups?
Again, like I said, the two purposes, and I'll get into which I just covered, was the primary purpose is to recover data after a loss, and then the secondary is to recover data after an extended period of time. The backup methods that we use, which is what we want to get into, there's a couple of different methods. So tape was the big standard in backup for a long period of time, really up until about the mid-2000s. And tape, you know, had a high failure rate. It was slow to recover small data sets. It required manual intervention, but the tape is really, and it's still today, it's actually making a big comeback for archival and long-term storage. Optical disk was another way. That was really common for personal. Optical disk is worm, so, you know, write once, read many. So you could read it many times, but really only write to it once. We have hard disk storage today, and then, of course, the cloud or remote backup. So those are all the methods that we can back up data. And again, each one of those has a plus or a minus. The most common today is for physical media is now a hard disk storage. And
you might hear that referred to as well as disk-to-disk.
Disk-to-disk backup, yep. And then the other most common method is now a cloud service backup, where you put a piece of software on your PC and essentially you're backing your data up to the cloud.
What are you seeing most with the clients that you're talking to and consulting on a day-to-day basis as far as methods of backup?
Well, I mean, we have a lot of clients who use – we walk in and they go – we ask about their backup during our discovery process. And they'll say, well, we're using Mozy or we're using Carbonite. And we go, great. Okay, so you've got something in the cloud.
And remember, that's a cloud only.
Yeah.
So when you're doing a cloud only, you're only putting that backup copy – outside of your office up in the cloud. And Adam, we've run into a lot of issues with doing a cloud-only type of backup solution.
Yeah, so our recommendation, which is going to tie into Paul's point here, is the 3-2-1 backup strategy. And it's basically keeping three copies of any important data, and this is at a minimum, of course.
Yep.
Having the files, those copies, on two different media types or two different mediums. And then, of course, also having one of those stored, you know, off-site or in a different location. And we are a big believer in that. When we walk in and we hear, I'm only using Carbonite or Mozy, they're not actually following the 3-2-1 strategy.
The 1-to-1 strategy.
Yeah, exactly.
You've just got two copies of your data, your primary or the live copy, the production copy,
correct,
and then one other copy that's off-site.
So BlueNet's backup solution, which we sell, quickly is we sell a box. We put an appliance on site. There are fixed disks internally. It's like a server. And then we keep multiple snapshots, again, for point in time. We work with our clients discovering how long you need to retain data, how many, you know, how quickly do we take snapshots or intervals in between. And then we send some of that data off site. And then we adhere to that 3-2-1 strategy, which is extremely important.
And so that's really creating that hybrid.
So if you need to get a hold of us to talk about backup, give us a call at 952-925-2583. Again, that's 952-925-2583. Or you can email us at adam@bluenetinc.com. And we'll get back to you and we can discuss your backup strategy personally.
We're going to take a quick commercial break here, and when we come back, we're going to dive into this topic of backup. You're listening to Telecom Soup.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Business owners, have you thought about bundling your telephone, internet, and cellular services together into a single package? With bigger discounts, large savings, huge incentives, and upgraded technology, it seems too good to be true. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Our clients are saving up to 30% on their landline services, receiving discounts up to 25% on their cellular services, and saving hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars each year by bundling their telecom into one package. Best of all, our consultants are showing each business how to cover those dreaded fees associated with making changes to new providers. Nothing in life is free. However, our consultation is absolutely free. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Call us at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. We're connecting one client at a time.
With all the time you've been spending inside in your home this frigid winter, you've probably thought to yourself many times that your floors need a little extra TLC. Whether that means you need to resand your hardwood floors or finally convert your carpet to the beautiful hardwood floor you've been envisioning, Fine Finish Flooring would like to help. The Patriot has partnered with Fine Finish Flooring to offer you half price on $1,000 of installing your new floor with your choice of wood. That's right, you pay $500 to finally tackle those floors. This deal is perfect for the person that has been wanting to put hardwood floors in your entryway or kitchen, or will cut the cost a bit when converting your floors to wood. It's amazing how much of a difference your floors can make in your house, and now your house can become the home you've always been dreaming of. This package is yours for half price, but only one is available. So if you want it, call now. That's 651-289-4423. That's 651-289-4423. Or get details online at am1280thepatriot.com.
Your health care is in jeopardy. Even if you have employer-provided insurance, your plan and even your job could be affected by the new health care law. Best-selling author Betsy McCoy's all-new book, Beating Obamacare 2014, has the latest information about what options you may have to protect your health care and possibly lower your premium. A special offer is yours if you log on today. BeatingObamacare2014.com. We'll let you sample the first chapter free. That's BeatingObamacare2014.com.
Business owners, are you looking to upgrade to the newest mobile phones on the market? I know I was, and that's why I called Mobile Link Wireless. Their trained consultants helped develop and implement the proper wireless plan for my business. More importantly, covered all the fees associated with making the change. Call them for your free consultation at 952-314-1313. That's 952-314-1313. Or visit them on the web at mobile-linkwireless.com. Welcome back from the break. You're listening to Telecom Soup right here on AM 1280 The Patriot. We are talking to the guys from BlueNet today about disaster recovery and backup. And what we're doing is we're asking the audience to call in today if you've ever had an outage in your business. Your computer's blown up, you've maybe lost your server, whatever the case may be. Give us a call. I want you to share with us those experiences that you've had. Did it cost your business money? Did you lose any sales opportunities? How did it impact your business? We're going to talk about the threats to this and the solutions that BlueNet has as a small business to help the businesses with this type of approach. The studio call-in number is 651-289-4488, 651-289-4488. We'd love to hear from you. The text number is 651-243-0390, 651-243-0390. Call in today. We're live. We'd love to talk to you. Adam, you know, before the break, we talked about this 3-2-1 backup strategy. Talk about that again.
Yeah, so again, the 3-2-1 is having three copies of any of your important data, a primary and two backups. You want to have it on two different media types. So a good example would be like a local hard drive, an external drive or something, and then maybe in the cloud, two different mediums. And then finally, one of those copies should be stored offsite. And the cloud backup obviously, you know, makes that happen. If you don't have a cloud backup, you got to rotate a tape. Or a device, I should say. Most common, we've seen the suitcase, the tape or the hard disk goes home
portable hard drive
in the briefcase. Yep.
Or even a USB stick is what we're seeing sometimes. I don't know how businesses are.
Smaller amounts of data, sure, certainly.
So, Adam, my question to you is, why should people be concerned with this? What are some threats?
So, threats to backup. That's a great question. The number one threat is device failure. Tape, for an example, has a 50% device failure. And it's not necessarily because the tapes fail. It's because of improper maintenance of tapes. They're mechanical devices. Tapes need to be replaced every, you know, like year if you're using them constantly in a rotation.
The tape drives themselves actually also have a much shorter lifespan than I think most folks
realize
or understand that those tape drives actually need to be life cycled and replaced on a regular basis.
Take hard drives, for an example. We see a lot of companies using portable drives, external drives. The biggest failure of those is transporting those things. Putting them in a briefcase, they're in a rough condition. They're not kept properly. A lot of them are not ruggedized in the way that they're treated. They're dropped, what have you. That's an instant way to destroy your backup. Viruses, a virus gets into your server. It gets backed up. That virus gets backed up. Let's say you realize you've got it now. That file's been infected. You need to restore it. You go to your backup, and all of a sudden, you're restoring the virus again. So that's, again, where you have to have more point-in-time backups or more
retention? How long are you keeping different versions or different copies from different dates of your data?
Absolutely.
There's things like malicious damage. You have an employee that deletes things maliciously. We've got theft. That's a big one with like laptops, portable devices. You know, you get stolen at an airport, your car, you get breaking in, you left your briefcase in there, your laptop is stolen. Do you have a backup of it? And then, there's fire and water damage and human error. Human error is the number one reason why we have to recover data.
Like you said, Joe accidentally deletes that file, or somebody kicks the server,
or they go into a commonly used file or program and they accidentally put in bad data,
right?
And now you've got to go recover that.
And really, when we're looking at these different, you know, we're looking at all these different ways to protect your data, the 3-2-1 backup solution. What that really is we're combining that risk. You know, assessing that risk versus how much investment do you put into a backup or a protection system? You know, your most critical data that can have an impact on your business, it's really, you know, a high risk item. That's where it's really important to have this 3-2-1 backup system in place.
Looks like we have a text here from Larry in St. Paul and says, I'm reading this here. What are the types of disasters that can happen?
So there's two types, and that we'll get into disaster recovery, but there's two types of disasters. There's a natural disaster, and then there's man-made. So natural, of course, is weather-related. We're talking tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, lightning, so on, earthquakes, forest fires. Then there's man-made disasters, which are, you know, fire, infrastructure failure, hazardous material spills or containment, terrorism, malicious intent or damage, and power failures. So those are all things that...
I.e. last Thursday's snowstorm.
Exactly. Weather-related, natural. And you know what? That's another thing. Sometimes we have these compounded ones where a weather-related or natural disaster can basically inflict upon like a more of a man-made. So in other words, the weather causes a power outage.
Sure.
It's harming a man-made system.
So let's just cut to the chase. And the show here today, it is for anyone in the audience who has had an issue where they've lost power, they've lost backup, and what was the experience? We want to know. I mean, did you have to call the Geek Squad, pay them a $200 trip charge to come and diagnose your PC, maybe take the hard drive out of your computer, run it back to the lab, and find out that it's going to cost you $1,000 to restore all your data? These are the things that are happening, and we want to hear from you. So give us a call today. We want to talk to you, 651-289-4488. The guys from BlueNet, we're going to talk through these experiences. Again, 651-289-4488. or the text is 651-243-0390. We want to hear the experience. We want to hear any questions that you guys have. So Paul handed me a question here that came across, and this one was Bill from St. Paul. And Bill says, our IT consultant put in a RAID disk storage system, and then does this mean I require backup? Paul, thoughts?
Yeah, you know, this is a common misperception. When we look at we're really looking at two different things when we're talking about a RAID system. A RAID is really a system of redundancy to try to prevent a failure in the first place. But it's not really a backup system in and of itself. What it's doing is just trying to avoid the times that you would need to use a backup system or kind of put that engagement off. With a RAID system, what you're really doing is trying to keep your system online so that if a single disk fails, the system doesn't shut down. That doesn't mean that your RAID system can't be corrupted, lose data, or you can't have a catastrophic enough hardware failure.
Well, use the example of Mary deleting the file in accounting. Your RAID system does nothing to go recover that data.
Exactly. It's just keeping your system as it is up and running. Take this sentence, for example. We had a flood in our server room. All of our redundant systems, including our RAID system, failed, and therefore we had to recover from backup. I mean, in that scenario, your RAID isn't protecting you from data loss or a system outage. The RAID is simply helping your system stay online, but it does not replace a backup system.
Adam, let's just ask this question. What is disaster recovery?
So disaster recovery, and you've heard, a lot of people have heard the term backup and disaster recovery, and they're two separate things but highly related.
Explain.
So disaster recovery is the process, policies, and procedures that are related to preparing for recovery or continuation of technology infrastructure, in our case here, which are vital to your organization after, a natural or human-induced disaster. And, of course, I just went over
the list of
that question that we got.
Yep.
What are the two types of disasters? Quickly, there's natural and man-made.
So Adam, thinking back to the various clients that we've engaged with, how often do you walk into somebody's office and you asked about their backup disaster recovery and they say, well, I don't know, I checked the tapes and or I checked the backup software. It says that it completed successfully. You know, that's really the backup side of the fence, and it has nothing to do with the recovery and your. Really, what good is a backup system if you can't recover from it when you need to?
And this is the question. I mean, basically, it's why does your business need a DR plan? And this is something that a lot of businesses think. They rely on backup. They think that's disaster recovery, and it's not. And there's a lot more that disaster recovery encompasses other than your data on your server or on your computers.
You know, the ultimate question is how well do you sleep at night if – all you've done is a backup, but you have no idea if it actually works. And
do you want to
wait until you're trying to recover to figure out if it works?
Well, wouldn't you guys agree that it really comes down to the risk factor of what that business can kind of stomach,
right,
so to speak? If it's critical data, you have two in place. If not, and you don't really care, and you're willing to weather the storm, so to speak, no pun intended, then you probably don't have a plan. Don't even care.
You bring up a good point. So back to the point of my question, why does your business need a DR plan? One of the reasons is, well, it's important to have a plan to continue to do business in the event of a disaster. And a good plan is like insurance, just like you use that term. It's insurance.
It's an insurance policy. If you don't care, you're going to self-insure. And if you do care, you're going to call BlueNet and talk to them about their 3-2-1 plan, where they've got the maximum capability and potential for not only disaster recovery, but also a backup plan. So, guys, again, here's what I'd like to do. If anyone has had an outage, call us. We want to hear from you. Did it cost your business money? Did you call Best Buy to come out and pull the drive out of your computer? Or whatever. We'd love to hear from you. Did it cost your company money? Did you lose clients because of that? Give us the experience. Call us at 651-289-4488. We're live, or give us the text. We read text here as well, 651-243-0390.
And if you need help with your backup or DR plans, call BlueNet. Our telephone number is 952-925-2583. Again, that's 952-925-2583. Or you can email at adam@bluenetinc.com.
Well, it's just a moment here before we take a quick break, but what are we going to talk about when we come back?
I think, Charlie, one of the big pieces we want to talk about is how do you determine what those recovery points are that you need and what is the objective in designing and architecting a backup solution?
Paul, hold that thought. We'll address it when we come back from break. You're listening to Telecom Soup.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
When it comes to your business technology needs, one shoe does not fit all. If you are facing a trigger event such as aging hardware, outdated software, or are you about to change or upgrade your critical business applications, then now is the time to contact BlueNet. Hi, this is Adam Witke, president of BlueNet, Minnesota's first choice for cloud and managed services. Let the BlueNet team help define which solution is right for you and your business. Contact us at 952-925-2583 or BlueNetInc.com. BlueNet.
You worked hard for your money, so make sure that your money works hard for you. Tune in to Business 1570 for up-to-the-minute market updates, coverage, and analysis of all that's happening in the business world. Listen to financial experts like Bill Gunderson and King Banyan, plus Bloomberg market updates all day on Business 1570, part of the Wall Street Business Network. Download the free mobile app or listen online at business1570.com.
Hey, it's Lee Michaels here with Justin from Merle's Water Conditioning. Now, if you're a snowbird, pay close attention. Here's Justin with a great tip.
For those of you retreating to the south for the winter, you may have wondered what to do with your water softener. My recommendation is to perform a manual regeneration cycle prior to leaving. This will allow the system to rid itself of any iron and calcium it has collected so it will not solidify while you're gone. Upon returning, initiate another regeneration cycle with the addition of 1 ounce of unscented household bleach into the brine well of the salt tank. This will disinfect and sanitize the system. Give us a call at 651-777-1349 with any questions or to request a softener and drinking water sanitation kit with instructions for only $2.99.
Great tip. Again, for more information, call Merle's Water Conditioning at 651-777-1349. That's 651-777-1349. On the web at mywatermn.com. Merle's Water Conditioning since 1959.
What business doesn't want to save money on their phone, internet, and cellular service? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's trusted telecommunication advisors. We are so confident in our product and service portfolio that we are launching a new 15 for 50 program. Give our consultants 15 minutes, and if we can't save your company money, we'll give you $50 for your time. That's right, 15 minutes for $50. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call us at 952-513-2149. Our consultants will come out to your business location and evaluate your landline or wireless services. And if we can't save you money on an apples-to-apples comparison, we will give you $50 for your time. There is nothing to lose and everything to gain. So give us a call at 952-513-2149 or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and ask about the 15 for 50 program. Welcome back from the break. You're listening to Telecom Soup right here on AM 1280 The Patriot. Today we are talking with the guys from BlueNet. We have Adam Witke, president, and Paul Drangy, vice president and engineering services, about disaster recovery and backup for small to medium-sized businesses. And just before the break, we were talking to Paul about the question that businesses need to ask themselves is, what are you concerned about when it comes to disaster recovery and backup? Kind of what are your plans? How are you planning for both of these items?
Right. Charlie, one of the key pieces is a lot of people will try to kind of throw together a backup solution without giving a whole lot of thought into what am I trying to accomplish, and that's kind of putting the cart before the horse. You really want to answer a couple of questions before you determine what kind of solution you need to put into place, and that is your recovery point objectives. And so when I say recovery points, what are the systems that I need to protect from, and what do I need to get back up and running in the event of a failure? Do I need to get just a handful of pieces of data going, or do I have to get entire systems up and running to a certain point of time?
Maybe email your POS.
Exactly.
What are some other things?
You know, I got a great example here, and this is something that's important. I'm going to use the example of a bank. This is in a Forbes article that I've got, and essentially it was a New York bank, and they had, again, back to Paul's point of figuring out what you need to get back up and how quickly you need to get
to
these
be
systems online.
Sure.
And again, to kind of tiering them. Like, this is the stuff that's uber critical. I need to get this stuff online ASAP.
I like that word, uber.
Yeah, to get the business going. And then these are the less critical systems that I need to bring up maybe for some auxiliary stuff.
Well, and part of that definition involves how much data am I willing to put at risk? 1 hour of lost data, 4 hours, a day's worth. That's part of that recovery objective.
So this bank, they said, listen, our tier one most mission critical application is about 20% of their data. And of course, the rest, their tier two and tier three data, they were going to use basically put on tape or another media to recover from instead of having more of an online automatic failover. And they wanted to do that for cost purposes. So they had a major disaster. The bank lost all of its data at the primary data site. And as expected, the Tier 1 applications, they failed over just fine to their remote site, their failover site, and they continued operations. However, this is the important question that Paul's getting at, is basically they had a lot of business units affected. So think of a bank and all of the units that
sure.
they have. And basically the data that was on the tape, their Tier 2
their
and
secondary,
Tier 3.
The stuff they determined wasn't as important.
Yep. Basically it took them weeks to get that back up and running. The most amazing thing, though, is what they considered tier two and tier three non-mission critical. That was their ATMs, their online bill pay service, and their online capabilities.
As now, a tier three.
Pretty darn client-facing.
Yes, and that's the problem. So think of it, the bank learned a difficult lesson.
So in other words, I could go to the ATM and expect my money in about 3 weeks.
Exactly. And the bank learned a difficult lesson. It's you need to really look at what is customer facing when it comes to backup and recovery.
And what's your business impact?
And you really need to tier that properly.
So that kind of underscores the two questions you really have to answer is, A, what are the systems that I need and how much data risk am I willing or how much data am I willing to put at risk? And then you kind of tie it into that second question is how quickly? When do I need this? I might have a backup, but how long does it take to get back up and running? Does it take an hour? Does it take a day? Does it take, like you said, 1 or 2 weeks to get back and going? And that's going to drastically affect the solution that you put into place to recover and affect the cost of that solution.
So we're asking the audience to call in and find out examples of what they're using today, or if they've had an outage and they've experienced an outage, maybe lost revenue, lost a sale. How did you recover from that? What did you plan to do? Please give us a call. We'd love to talk to you today. 651-289-4488 is the studio call-in. 651-289-4488. And the text is 651-243-0390. So you had a quick point that you were going to talk about here, Adam, and the plans that BlueNet has to help your client with both of these features.
So BlueNet offers disaster and backup plans, disaster recovery and backup plans. And I'm going to even take it a step further back, actually take a step back and really talk about it in more of a, kind of an umbrella statement is what types of plans are there for disaster recovery and backup? And I want to say, first off, there's really no, here's the book, here's the playbook, here's how it works for every type of business. It
yes.
really varies. Those are important questions that, basically need to be figured out. So there's three keys that need to be figured out. And number one is, there's three rules. Number one is you need to have preventative measures. So again, that's to prevent the disaster from occurring. Number two is you need detective measures. So you want to discover the presence of unwanted events in your infrastructure that could put things at critical risk. And then finally, corrective measures. Basically, what's it going to take to restore a system to working order after a disaster happens?
So, Adam, hold that thought here. We have a call on line one from Vincent. Vincent, are you there?
Yes, I am. Aloha from St. Paul here.
Yes, sir.
Staying warm?
Oh, yeah. Trying.
Excellent.
This experience takes place in the Aloha land. Concerns, I don't know how far back you want to go with the backups, how many years this goes back before 2002.
Did you, and what was the outage?
Well, this was at a hotel, so you go always see at that time. I don't know how it is that what goes on today in, you know, the computer business. But at that time, you know, I was a night auditor, graveyard.
Sure.
So I would do the backup, you know, get everything ready and do a backup and then do the night audit, because the backup, you know, that makes it permanent.
Absolutely.
And so then at times I would have failures with the computer, and we would I would have people that were helping us was on the mainland, you know. I can't remember what state out west, but I remember one time, well, I worked graveyard, so I was home in, during the daytime. When you're using a computer, you're always doing typing, you know, typing in people's names, you know, credit card numbers, et cetera, and things like that. This goes back, see, we got a computer in 94, so it goes from 94 to I was there in 2002.
So, Vincent, did you have an error? Did like did
was
you,
there an outage?
Yeah, did you like have a thing where you misput in data or?
During the daytime there, I don't know what they had. Was it a power failure, a computer failure? And, you know, all the things they were typing in during the day, people checking in, checking out, all that information. Because at that time, is there backup nowadays where it's automatic during the daytime every time you do something, or is it just something that gets done after, you know, before you go home?
Well, thanks for the question, Vincent. Yes, actually, that's a good point, is a lot of the backup systems today are highly automated, where essentially, again, with BlueNet's product that we sell and support, it really hits those 3-2-1 numbers. That 3-2-1 strategy that we talked about. And essentially, we have a server. It's essentially a server, Paul. It's got a redundant array of disks. So it's got array of disks in it.
Right.
There's software that we put on the certain systems, whether it be a server or a laptop. And every 15 minutes, it could be taking a snapshot of what's changed.
It's 24/7. It's more of a continuous data protection solution today than I think what Vincent might be referring to is more the legacy systems where once a night at, you know, starting at 10 or 11 o'clock at night or whatever, sometime after business stop, they go and take a snapshot or a backup of the data, or they look at all the data that's changed and perform a backup.
And that's a good point, because it just shows how backup has evolved over the past several years, where at one point we were taking and doing a nightly job with backups, and that's not happening anymore. Now backups are working 24/7. We're taking backups throughout the day with minimal impact on your systems. And again, now you have more recovery points. So if Mary, for an example, worked on a spreadsheet all day in accounting, Mary in accounting, she works on a spreadsheet. All of a sudden at 3 p.m., she makes a critical error and she goes, I got to go back and get
back
that data.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, before, we'd go back to the tape the night before and she'd lose that much time, the morning, all that work she did. Now we can go back 15 minutes ago when she made the error and recover the data.
So Adam, maybe you can put an example together. We just put a system in just this week for one of our clients, a new backup using this hybrid method.
Yeah, so they actually suffered a disaster. And it was human caused, and essentially their server went down because of it. They had a failure, which the human problem led to the failure of their server. And we put in a system just like that. We use our product. We put it in. It's a box on site. We then install the agents on the servers. And then what we do is we call it a base image. We take an actual snapshot. So think of taking a photograph of that point in time, the base image. And then, of course, from that point, we're revisioning off of it. In this case, we set it up so on their critical data stores where they have all of their files that are being, you know, edited throughout the day, we're taking snapshots every 15 minutes. And then on their other stuff of their operating system disk level, we're taking snapshots every couple of hours.
Sure.
We don't need to take them as frequently.
And then to really give that 3-2-1 functionality, what we do is we take that data that we're backing up on premise or on that device on site, and then we take a copy and put it in the cloud.
And then it's continuously pushing those updates to the cloud. So we have, again, 3-2-1, we have the primary set of data, we have a set on site with many recovery points in time, and then we have an off-site copy, yet another copy off-site in the cloud with those multiple recovery points in time.
Fantastic. So if anyone has any questions, please give us a call here. We'd love to hear your experience, 651-289-4488. 651-289-4488. Studio text 651-243-0390. We'd love to hear from you. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll be talking more to the guys from BlueNet. You're listening to Telecom Soup.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Business owners, have you thought about bundling your telephone, internet, and cellular services together into a single package? With bigger discounts, large savings, huge incentives, and upgraded technology, it seems too good to be true. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Our clients are saving up to 30% on their landline services, receiving discounts up to 25% on their cellular services, and saving hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars each year by bundling their telecom into one package. Best of all, our consultants are showing each business how to cover those dreaded fees associated with making changes to new providers. Nothing in life is free. However, our consultation is absolutely free. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Call us at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. We're connecting one client at a time.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. We had been running up balances for quite some time, and it became a crisis. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, reduce your interest, and improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
We are now completely debt-free, and we will never be in the spot we were again, thanks to Trinity.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is John.
I'm Vicki.
And I'm Emma.
And we're debt-free for keeps.
That's 1-800-990-6976.
Are you a business trying to save money by changing your phone, internet, or wireless service, but can't because you're locked into a long-term painful contract? Seems hopeless, right? Wrong. It's time you pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder. Many of our clients were in a very similar situation. They wanted to save money with a new plan, but didn't want to pay all those crazy termination fees associated with changing phone companies. That's why I created the Contract Assistance Peace of Mind Plan. Our trusted consultants can show you not only how to save up to 30% on your services, but also pay those painful fees associated with making a change to a new provider. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trusted advisors will meet with your business and show you how to save money today. Call us at 952-513-2149 or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. That's 952-513-2149 or telcowarehouse.com. Welcome back from the break. You're listening to Telecom Soup right here on AM 1280 The Patriot. As we've mentioned before, we are live here today every 12 to 1 p.m. on every Sunday, 1280 The Patriot. We're talking to the guys at BlueNet today about disaster recovery and data backup. And if anyone's experienced an outage, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. How did it impact your business? What did it cost you? Did you lose sales? And what did you do to get your data recovered, and do you have a plan? The studio call-in number is 651-289-4488, 651-289-4488. The text, we answer text, 651-243-0390. Just before the break, Adam, you were talking about a client example of a disaster recovery that you were working on implementing or just completed. Talk about that.
Yeah, so back to the point, before the break, we talked about how basically that new system that we put in place, what are the benefits of the new system versus the old? The old one they had, basically they were making point-in-time backups every throughout the day, a couple times a day. So they had a newer style backup. But the one we're putting in place also images the entire server or PC, which is another critical thing with backup.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of confusion between a backup of just selected data folders versus a full image level. And when we say image level, that means the entire server or computer can be recovered back to, they also refer to it as a bare metal recovery. You can take that whole backup image and run your server with that.
Which is why we think it's really important to get more than just your data. Your
right.
data is one piece of the pie or the puzzle, but it's not the whole picture. And so one of the things that it does is there's a couple critical things. Number one, these new backup systems that BlueNet sells, first off, we take a full image of the computer that we're backing up. Number two, in the event that there's a hardware failure or something wrong with their primary server, some of our boxes, depending upon the model, you can actually spin up that server in a virtual environment on your backup appliance to continue business. So
very immediately.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then third, if you're building, let's say there's a fire or flood or something outside your control, we can spin that server up in the cloud. And again, we can now have it running in the cloud. We can then, you know, create VPN tunnels for remote users, your employees that are now may have to work from home, and they can continue to work. So, and that system, if you have any questions on that, you can give us a call at BlueNet at 952-925-2583. Or you can hit our website at BlueNet Inc.
Adam, I think there's one other point to make on this, and that is that, remember we were talking earlier about the challenges of you do these backups and, geez, you just hope that when it comes time to recover that the dang thing actually works and you can recover data from it. One of the benefits of these newer systems is it can actually, what it does is it spins up a virtual copy of that backup in the cloud, takes a screenshot of the new server booted up in the cloud and sends you an email as confirmation. So you can actually get a daily validation that, hey, if I needed to recover this critical system, I know that it can be done because it's being done every night for me.
So if we just put kind of the soup to nuts here, I'm a business owner and I don't want to worry one bit. I could hire you guys, you come in, you'll give an evaluation, and you'll basically, you can, with your plans at BlueNet, you literally could have a something that I would never have to worry about.
Yes. And there's more to that, obviously. For an example, think of the disaster recovery planning. And it's one of the things that's you got to go outside. And this is where we require help from some of your third-party vendors. It's there are other things that need to be taken into consideration when it comes to DR planning. It's not just about your IT systems. And some of them are, for an example, you know, telephone.
Your voice
system. How are we going to take inbound phone calls? Can we forward them to a cell phone? Can we forward them to another site?
Data.
Yeah.
Your data connection.
Internet connection. Where are we going to get connectivity? Are we going to have our users go home? How about a place to continue to work in the event your building burns down or a tornado comes through and wipes it out? Where are you going to house your employees? How about legal needs? There's legal ramifications sometimes if you have a disaster because maybe you're not providing contractual services to your customers, which you are contracted to provide. You might need to think about legal assistance in the event of a disaster.
So really what it comes down to, Adam, is the business owner really needs a playbook or, in case of emergency, break glass, right? You take out that playbook and you say, man, if we have a big catastrophe and a failure, I don't want to be thinking at that time, what do I do? I want to grab the playbook that tells me, hey, if this happens, here's the steps you have to do to get back up and running.
Let's talk about that playbook because that's another important thing. And these are, again, services BlueNet can help you with. First of all, the playbook must be kept in both written and electronic form. If your server goes down and your playbook is in electronic form only, you're not getting your playbook. You're not going to be able to use it. Another thing is you need to have multiple copies. You need to have one on-premise. You need to have one off-premise, like in a safe deposit box at a bank, and key employees should have them elsewhere, at their homes or whatever. For an example, like a CFO, a controller, CEO, they should have playbooks as well at their homes or in another spot.
How does this, you know, you look at kind of like your a la carte pricing, and we've talked about this over and over and over. How does somebody keep this within a financial constraints of their business where they're not having to spend, and obviously it depends on the risk, right? Larger risk, you're gonna put up more. But how do you keep this within your capital budget where you're not spending so much, what I would say, revenue on disaster recovery and backup? How do you guys structure that? Because it's very important.
That's a good question. And that's, again, back to Paul's point earlier, is we have to go in and identify which data is really important.
What do you need?
And
yes,
to back up and,
tier
it. And say, again, my tier one data, this is the stuff that allows my business to continue. And some of these secondary systems, I can live without them for a week. That's where you can save some cost.
So like that banking example, their systems of taking orders of like customers coming into the drive-through and actually walking into the bank is probably tier one.
Correct.
Their tier three was if the ATM doesn't
work. ATMs or maybe web banking.
Our bank still is in operations because we've got customers coming in and out the actual front door.
Now, also realize that's a good point, but also realize that how your customers interact with your business might move some of those up a tier. And that in the banking case, using a customer using an ATM or an online portal is important for customers. So you might want to say, hey, I might need to move that up from tier three to tier two or even tier one.
So Charlie, to follow up with your last part of your question about how do you how do you deal with that capitalization? One of the things we've done at BlueNet is we've structured our backup solution as a disaster recovery as a service. So it really becomes a monthly operational cost instead of having to go invest in all these, you know, building an offsite data center and building and buying all that and capitalizing it yourself. We've truly turned that into a monthly service offering. If that's something you'd like to explore further with BlueNet, give us a call, 952-925-2583, or on our website at bluenetinc.com. That's blue as in the color blue, net as in network, and inc as in incorporated.com. Again, the phone number, 952-925-2583.
And Paul, you bring up a good point. One of the things with backup and disaster recovery is think of the equipment you need to get up and running and what our service at BlueNet does for the customer is instead of going in to buy all this hardware just to place it at another site.
That you're probably or likely never going to use.
Exactly. A very small likelihood. You can use BlueNet, leverage our infrastructure, which we then give you. You basically are paying a monthly fee for the right to use that in the event of a disaster. And our systems are built to essentially accommodate that need. Again, back to the point of our backup system where we can spin your server up in the cloud when a disaster has happened. Again, your building's burned down. I need to get back in business as quickly as possible. Boom, we can spin that server up in the cloud.
Charlie, you were asking, too, about you know some of those systems might not be as critical or might not need that high level of functionality of full image-level backups. We do some different hybrid solutions as well. We've got some clients that we just want to back up maybe just their My Documents on, for example, a mobile workforce of laptops. We have solutions that will also, you know, just get that small bit of data and maybe for a workstation or a laptop, you don't need quite that complete level of failover.
Very good point. So this is where you can tier your backup systems back to the point about the bank where, like Paul said, you might have a small data set. It's a single laptop. Look at the impact on your business. That single laptop might not be as critical from the standpoint of my whole business has failed. It's just one user with their data.
So you can truly size and price it right then.
So also one other thing to consider, we're getting short on time, but is also the time to recovery. So think about this. When you go to recover your data in the event of a disaster and you're using cloud and maybe cloud only, think about how much time it's going to take to pull all that data back down to either your recovery site or your primary site after you're up and running again. It might take weeks based upon your internet connection or your connectivity. And again, that's where BlueNet can help because if you're in the Twin Cities, we have local data centers where we can get large amounts of data. We can move it physically on portable devices or portable NASs to get it to where it needs to be.
Guys, thank you for all the input today. And feel free to tune in next week as we're going to be talking about telecom contracts. You're listening to Telecom Soup right here on AM 1280 The Patriot.
Thanks, Charlie.
Mm-hmm. Do you own a home? Are you thinking of buying or selling residential or commercial property? Tune in to the Intelligent Real Estate and Business Show, Sunday at 3 p.m. You'll get the insight you need to make informed decisions about your residential and commercial assets. Get the latest information from local real estate experts. Knowledge is power, so power up. Tune in to the Intelligent Real Estate and Business Show, Sunday at 3 p.m. on AM 1280, The Patriot. Brought to you by DirectAccessRealty.com, First Trust Mortgage, Title Choice, Herb Monson Insurance, and Schnitker Law Office.
Your insurance company protects their bottom line. You need GAVNet public insurance adjusters to protect your rights. They're not lawyers. Many of GAVNet associates used to work for insurance companies, but now they only work for home and business owners like you. GAVNet and Associates maximizes your claim. With no fees up front, it pays to hire a GAVNet public insurance adjuster to make sure you get a full and fair settlement. Contact GAVNet public insurance adjusters at 612-221-6151 or GAVNet.com.
This is AM 1280, The Patriot.